The following podcast has been sped up in order to conserve space.
Welcome to a new edition of Ed Magic's podcast. I love this thing. It's wonderful. I didn't realize how easy it is to make a recording. It's basically run the Sonic Foundry SoundForge software that I have and press the record button twice. That works. I'm gonna shout out my new friends here on Podomatic. We have DJ Green Guy, O'Neilski, Atomic Mosquito, Andrew Banner, Nina Ross, and Making Ends Meet Radio. So check out those people there on Podomatic. They're my new friends. Thank you for becoming my new friends. Lots of love. I'm going to start making more podcasts more frequently, so be sure to tune in and check me out here. Today was a real interesting day. I hooked up with Charisse Renault and her friend Ginger, and we went up to Hollywood Boulevard to visit Michael Jackson's star and actually talk to some of the people there on Hollywood Boulevard on camera for Ed Magic TV. And we ran into a number of people, and we got interviews from them, and it was quite interesting. Very touching moment there, looking at all of the displays that were surrounding Michael's star. It just shows that, you know, he gave a lot of love, and people are showing their appreciation of him in light of his recent passing on. So, that's just half of the story. We went over to Michael's rented home over there. Yeah, I think it is in L.A., actually. Humbly Hills. Anyway, we were up there, and some interesting things happened. One guy walked up. I guess he had danced for Michael, and he basically put his display there. Something that he created, a picture of him and Michael together, and it was a real picture too. I mean, it's apparently they must have known each other. So, and he basically left this big 11 by 17 or maybe even larger card with his sentiments on it to Michael. And then a little later on, we had a couple more interviews. We actually stopped a tour bus and interviewed some of the visitors on the bus. That was pretty interesting. Of course, we had to walk a half a mile back to where we started because the bus driver stopped the bus, but he stopped it like a half a mile down the street. So, but anyway, we got some interviews, and that was interesting. Then, before I could put the camera on it, there were some people that came out of the house. Police officers, I'm sure, or coroner. The officers put several bags into the back of one of their cars, and then a gentleman, I guess the spokesperson, came out, gave a statement, basically said that the bags that came out of Michael's house were filled with drugs. There's a lot of drugs, I guess. I don't know how they packaged them, maybe, but there were some pretty big bags, and it was several bags, so that's about it. That was the excitement for the day. Not too much else to talk about. I did have to go buy another hard drive. It seems like I'm buying a terabyte of every other month now, because that's how much space I fill up in a month. 1 terabyte of data, that's a lot of data. But that all comes from doing all the things that I do, you know, the video editing, the music production, the photography, a number of other things. Editing, creating show CDs for various artists and what have you. So I have a lot of fun with it, but all the stuff that I do use up a lot of computer disk space, so I end up using a terabyte every 3 weeks or so, 4 weeks, I don't know. Seems like it's only been 4 weeks since I just bought another drive, but it's been a little longer than that. In fact, I should be getting a rebate from one of the drives that I bought nearly 2 months ago, but we'll see about that. One of my most recent software purchases was that of Studio Plus by Pinnacle. Studio Plus version 12 is the name of the software by Pinnacle, and I purchased it at Fry's Electronics. The price that I bought it for was around $100. The software is, in my opinion, not worth buying unless you have a specific purpose. And my specific purpose was to convert files from one format to another format. Say, for example, MPEG to Flash. And it does that. And so that's one of the reasons why I bought it. In fact, that's the only reason why I bought it. I thought I would buy it for other reasons, like to actually do some editing with, maybe use some different style of transitions, the kind that I don't have with my Sony Vegas software. However, to my dismay, the Pinnacle software is very slow. It's not really easy to work with. It's not, it just lacks a lot of things that I guess I would expect in a video editing software suite or package or what have you. It does have a lot of features, mind you, and I didn't read the instructions, so maybe I'm missing out on some things, but my first-hand view of the software, I am not impressed, especially with the speed of activation. Various features that you would like to use seem to require a lot of time to set up, and I'm not too happy about that. I am very happy with the Sony Vegas software, and I have an old version, a very old version. I have version 6 of the Vegas software, which runs on the PC. But I'd like to upgrade that. That I would like to upgrade to version 9. I've heard a lot of great things about version 9, being able to edit in multiple windows, and you have more more timeline tracks to edit video in, and the you could actually produce something on the fly, I think, with that software, using the two or more video screens that you can play simultaneously with that software, from what I hear. Anyway, I'd like to check it out and see how it works. I can't wait to go pick that up. But the Pinnacle software, I'm actually considering, reselling to somebody, because I'm not too happy with it. But like I said, I just want to use it to convert files, and if I can find a substitute that's a little less pricier, then I'll go ahead and do that. Actually, I could have gotten the standard version for like around $50, but I was thinking in advance like I normally do, and I thought that I might be able to use the HD editing feature with that software, and but now I see it's a bust. So anyway, I just want to let you know about those things. There's some more things that have been happening. I've been out going out to the club scene. I was out at the Cabana Club last night. We got an interview with Howard Hewitt, singer, a number of other people, a couple of reality TV stars. We talked to Orlando Brown. He's got a new show out, new single out. He's been doing a lot of things, Orlando Brown, and I wish him the best of success, as I do of all people. I wish all of you success in whatever you do, provided that it's for the common good. And if you're doing something that's for your good, chances are it's for the common good. But that's not always the case. So anyway, I do wish you success. And until I speak to you again, this is Ed Magic signing out. Check us out, edmagictv.com. That's edmagiktv.com. I have lots and lots of new videos and some exciting stuff to show you. For example, interviews with Smokey Robinson, Wyclef John, Ashford and Simpson, Della Reese, Lou Gossett Jr., and scores of other big name celebrities. I'm telling you, these are names that you will wish that you've actually met these people in person, because if you haven't already met them in person, they would be the kind of people you'd want to meet. And that would be a historical thing to meet these people. But Smokey Robinson was really, really cool. He talked to us for a while, and so you'll get to see our interview with him. Pete Allman did the interviews with those people, and we had a great time. So anyway, ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Music Awards was the event that we saw Smokey and Ashford and Simpson and a number of other people, very notable people. And I have to tell you, Alicia Keys really was very inspirational in her speech. So was Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson. They all three of them gave phenomenal, educational, inspirational speeches that I think everyone should hear. And I'm hoping that program was broadcast somewhere. Or I know it was recorded, but I hope it was actually broadcast, because people really need to see that kind of stuff. I mean, it was good stuff. Anyway, I was signing out. I'm going to resume signing out. Sometimes I do that. I will say that I'm signing out, and then I have something to talk about. But, you know, I'm going to sign out now. there is such a thing as signing out on a podcast. I'm just going to stop talking. How about that?